Good morning. Let's see if I can remember how to do this. 8:25 a.m., June the 1st, 2020, Monday morning. Let's see if I can remember how to do this. So last few months, last couple months have been rough. And they haven't been made any better because I haven't been walking. So I had to fess up to do the monthly update. In May, I didn't accomplish much of anything in terms of noisy truck. In terms of the work I wanted to do. I still haven't found a story that I want to write. I still haven't moved any of the drafts forward. Troy Harbor is due at Karen today, and I don't even have it in a coherent form yet. I've got all the words. I need to put the words together. They're in two separate files. I'm going to use Scrivener to interleave the two stories. And then we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's been very difficult for me to find any kind of focus, to pull myself away from distraction. Any distraction, all distraction. I find myself cycling through browser tabs. I need to do some CIFA work. Nebula Weekend went off pretty much without a hitch, as far as I could tell. I did not actually log in because by the time I realized I was supposed to log in, it's too late. That's the problem with online. There's a lot of advantages to online. But when it comes to conferences, there's a problem. And the problem is headspace. The problem is that when you get on a plane or get in a car and you take a ride, you go to someplace special.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. You go someplace special to attend an event with a bunch of people who, many of whom you don't know, but who have all arrived for the same purpose. And so that space becomes a sacred space. You no longer have the demands of real life. You no longer have the demands of the mundane. Meals are not something that you cook anymore. Laundry is not something you worry about. Housekeeping takes care of your room. And for a few days, you can focus on sharing that sacred space with people who are there for the same purposes. And online, I had an alarm set for 8:30. I have a therapy appointment this morning. So you're not freed from the mundane. The demands of family and maintenance and all the rest of the stuff that happens day to day doesn't go away. You still have to fix meals. You still have to deal with family. You still have to deal with household chores. You still have to deal with all the things that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. So virtual just overlays on the mundane. And it's difficult for me in particular. It's difficult for me to get free of that. And so there were two or three things that I wanted to attend over the weekend. And foolishly, I did not set them in my calendar. So I did not get a reminder. So as a result, I missed the whole thing. I still have some problems with the process. It's really an award for trad pubs. Although I think Kat Rambo won for her self-pub novella. I'm not sure. She won for story published in Meerkat. I thought Meerkat Press was hers. In which case, that's pretty cool. But it goes back to the novel winner was a board member. I'm sure the novel is wonderful, but the board member won. Board members had fewer slots taken up this year. I think Sarah Pinsker had... She had two. As far as I know, she's the only sitting board member that had items in the short list. But I have maintained from the beginning that board members should not be eligible because there is a conflict of interest that gives them an unfair advantage when it comes to voting. Because it gives them name recognition that the other authors don't have. A level of name recognition. I'm in the minority on that. The rest of the board does not agree, which is one of the reasons that I'll be leaving the board as soon as I can finish up my commitments as CFO, which unfortunately will run for another 2 years now, but... But then someone else will have to step forward. So, 8:30, I'll be back in time. It's an online meeting. It's going to be a 90 degree day here today. I'm in just a polo shirt and blue jeans, and the sun is really hot. I'm going to have to back this off an hour. I had a mental alarm set for 8 o'clock to get out for the walk, so I could get back before 9. Get ready, sit with me, smoke a post. And then I managed to get out at 8. I probably should get out at 7. Because this is too warm. And I don't have a lot of shade here. So what have I been doing? Fallout 4 mostly. I'm getting ready to do... I'm going to be a featured author on For the Words in about 9 more days. I think it's the 10th. But I found it comforting to be in the radioactive wasteland of Boston, of the Commonwealth, God bless it. The game mechanics are challenging enough that it keeps my brain buzzing along in the frontal lobe and lets other ideas sort of percolate in the back. I did this with EVE Online, and it worked pretty well as long as I didn't get hyper-focused. And right now that's my problem, is that I've hyper-focused on Fallout 4 to the extent where it doesn't really matter if I leave the word processing file open so that it's the first thing I see in the morning. I just go to Fallout 4, which is something of an issue. And I'll have to deal with it. That's all there is to it. What is this? I don't know. Some sort of concrete patch in the road. But it's been interesting to walk around this morning, not having walked for several days. For a couple, 3 weeks even. One of the houses has had a big crabapple tree that sort of hung over the sidewalk. And it was always a little bit awkward. That crabapple tree is down to a stump. And the mailbox, they have an individual mailbox. We have a group mailbox. So there's like 7 of us on a single post in near the house. And this guy's got his own individual mailbox. But he's now got a huge mailbox. Well, it's not as big as my first apartment, but it's close. And it's mounted in brick. Literally brick. The brick is painted blue. There are little planters at the base on either side. It has a sort of... almost phallic connotation to it, with the little two little planters at the base and the post upright. But it's a monster. It's huge. But that's a nice looking fence. These people redid this whole front facade of their fence. This is something I should do. My house is falling apart. The rain gutters have come loose. The downspouts have come loose. We've had a lot of high winds. And it literally blew the rain, the downspouts off the side of the house. But it's now summer. If there was any doubt, of course it's June 1st, so of course it's summer. But everything's green, all the leaves are out. We get threatened sometimes actual thunder showers in the afternoon now. Good morning. Walking past the park. Some of the grasses have already gone to seed. Lots of people parked here at the park. There must be some interesting Pokemon sitting here. Lady coming with her dog. Let me give her a good berth. Morning. It really is a lovely morning. It's a little hot in the sun, but the shade is still quite comfortable. It's going to be a hot one, but at the moment it's not too bad. Quite lovely, actually. Now, if I can just keep doing this, get myself reprogrammed. But right now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.